I'll just stay here. You can look around. Before I say my reflection on God's love, I would like to sing 554. You can sing with me. Oh, let me walk with thee, my God, as Enoch walked in days of old. Place thou my trembling hand in thine, and sweet communion with me hold. In though the path I may not see, yet Jesus, let me walk with thee. I cannot dare not walk alone. The tempest rages in the sky. A thousand snares beset my feet. A thousand foes are lurking nigh. Still the raging of the sea. O Master, let me walk with thee. If I may rest my hand in thine, I'll count the joys of earth but lost, and firmly brave journey on. I'll bear the banner of the cross till Zion's glorious gates I see. Yet, Savior, let me walk with thee. In Isaiah 41:10 says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Stop being anxious and watchful, for I am your God. I give you strength. I bring you help. I uphold you with my victorious right hand. My reflection on God's love, especially for my family. My parents were poor farmers in our village, having 7 children. And my father was a literature evangelist in our place. This reflection on God's love happened. It was summer of 1968. It's way back. summer of 1968, I asked my mom if she can give me money to go to Manila and pursue my studies, you know, advanced studies. And she gave me money for my tuition for that summer. When I reached Manila, my classmates were my professors, three of my professors, and myself. So when I started to register for my subjects, my three professors were doing advanced studies too. So before I registered, they approached me, "Josie, would you like to go to America?" I said, I don't know about America, you know. And I was young then, so I told them, whatever you do, I'll follow you. So I followed them, and they were going to the U.S. Embassy. And what are we doing here? I said, we are applying to go to America. Oh, so I took some of the one application, and they took the application. You know, they're on the rack at the U.S. Embassy. So the four of us applied for our petition to come to America. So everybody sent their application to different states. I applied my petition application to Minnesota. I don't know about Minnesota, but I sent my application to Minnesota. And after 3 months, my application was approved, and the other three asked me, did you receive an approved application already? The approval of your application? I said, yeah. But the three didn't receive their application, their approval. Only me was approved. So I waited for another 3 months. They sent me the bio data, you know, to fill up, you know, whatever you have, you know, your background. And I sent back. After 3 months, I receive again the approval for my medical examination. So I was doing that, and my three other companions that applied didn't receive any answer from the embassy. But anyway, I pursued that application, mailing back my bio data, and after 3 months, I received the appointments for my visa. So I told my parents. They didn't believe me, because in the Philippines, fake applications are rampant in the Philippines. So they said, "Look, I showed them my letter from the U.S. Embassy that I'm having an interview for my visa, and I needed dollar money and my My parents were struggling and hustling to find dollar money to pay whatever I need to process my passport. When I got to my appointment, I was so nervous because they said the consulars are very strict. So when I reached, I've been praying all the way, and when I reached my appointment, interview appointment, the consulate asked me question. I thought I was gonna have, one or more questions, but luckily I have only one question. They asked me, why would you like to go to America? So I told the consulate that I would like to go to America for a greener pasture. And I was so happy. That was the only question they asked me. And the counselor told me, you pass. So I was so happy. I was so happy. I went to an agent. Before I went home, I went to an agent, and because I was so excited, I made myself an appointment to fly to America. But that's my first time to fly, to ride an airplane, from the Philippines to, not to Minnesota this time, but to Los Angeles. That was my port of entry, Los Angeles. My parents didn't, after I got my visa, my parents didn't believe me. It's a fake, they might say they fly you and you're only in the Philippines. But I said, this is true, and I believe God will lead me. And so I told my parents, don't worry, I'll just go, because I made already my flight to America. And so I fly to America in September the 3rd of 1969. I applied summer of 1968, and I came to America in 1969, September 3. I went, when I reached LA, I have a distant relative supposed to meet me, but then when I reached LA, nobody came to meet me, and I look around, and nobody came. I was so nervous. But then God provided me a Filipino man, was sitting, and I asked him, are you a Filipino? And he said, yes, I'm the president of the Filipino community. Well, I was so happy. And I told him that nobody came to pick me up. Don't worry, I'll bring you to the address that you're supposed to go. So I rode with him, trusting him, and I know God is with me. I went with him and we looked for the address that my distant relative gave, but when I reached there, they were no longer here. But luckily, they left the address that they were going to. So this Filipino man brought me to that address. It was already nighttime, and we looked around until we found the address, and it was already nighttime. Okay, when you, as he even that Filipino man told he, not knowing that he was an attorney too, and he told me, he promised me a job. He said, if you cannot find a job, just call me and I'll find you one. But I didn't stay long in LA because I have a boyfriend in Hawaii. So my boyfriend called me here in Hawaii after a month in LA, and after 1 month in Hawaii, we got married. That's why I'm here in Hawaii, and with the help of God, after all the petition, my parents and my other sisters and brothers, all of my family are here in America. I'm so happy about these blessings for my family. Amen.